भक्ति प्रज्ञान वंचा कल्प स्वरूपेश्च कृपा सिंधु वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरस्तिषे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै सदालये कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय अंगश्यामी छटाभिरभितो मंदे कृतं दीवरं जड्डं जागुदरोचि संविदतं पट्टं वृंदारण्य निवासिनं हृदि लसद्दामाभिरामोदरं राधास्कंद निवेशितो जलभुजं ध्यायेन्दाम् तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति दिव्याय राधे तं नयमाम चरणं रामचंद्र जी थोड़ा सा नोट करेंगे, मैं हिंदी में कभी कभी बोलूंगा, अंग्रेजी में भी कुछ, किंतु आप नोट करें। हम लोग गुरु जी की कृपा से, गुरु गौरांग की कृपा से, बाई दी गौरांग वी आर नाउ इन वर्षाना। आई थिंक यू नो दैट सो मेनी पास्ट टाइम्स, स्वीट पास्ट टाइम्स एंड पावरफुल पास्ट टाइम्स of Radha Krishna conjugal took place from here, very near Nandagaon, Saket, Jata, Javat Gram, all are here. That is why in Damodarashtakam, Satyavrata Muni has told in the last shloka, Namastestu Dhamme Puradipti Dhamme Tadiyo Darayat Vishwasya Dhamme Namuradhikayai Tadiyo Kriyayai Namanantariyayai Devayai Ta Namastestu Dhamme Puradipti Dhamme. Oh, first he is doing namaskar to Sachidananda Rupa of Krishna who was in Gokul. How beautiful was he, charming he was. Even naked and weeping he looks very beautiful and sweet. Very beautiful. To do namaskar is dasyaras. Well, in dasharas we can do pranam. Or in shantaras, safaras, vatsala and maduras, no namaskar. Nothing. Are, tare, or so many things. Defeating Krishna and so many things. So, first he began from dasharas. But by the mercy of his Gurudev and Krishna, by this is thought, at once Damodar, Radha Damodar became also much merciful to him. And then inspired him, Shakharash. And then Vatsalarash. And in fourth slow, he has told, what? वरं देव मोक्षम न मोक्षावधि वा न चान्यहम परेशादपेह इतंत बपुरनाथ गोपाल बाल गोपाल बाल और दिस वात्सल्य रस के एंड आफ्टर दैट ओ देन एट वंस ओ ही वाज इंस्पायर्ड द स्वीट पास्ट टाइम्स ऑफ राधा एंड कृष्ण कंजुगा And then he is praying in the Lord. Namaste stu dhamne, puradipti dhamne. Puradipti dhamne means, oh, that rope was not merely a rope. It was not merely a rope. What it was? Puradipti dhamne. Brahma, who is the manifestation of Krishna. Oh, Padanakhiki Jyoti. He is the
Tonal effulgence.
Sonal. That is called Brahma. So Jyoti, he is the root of all the Jyoti. That dham. It looks like a dham, but not dham. Spuradipti dhamne. Especially, that rope was seen that this is rope. Spuradipti dhamne. Spuradipti dhamne means vatsalya ras. Coming from the heart of Ma Yashoda, that oh, unparalleled, this vatsalya shri, oh, became that rope. So that rope was prem. And what prem? Brajaprem. In Brajaprem, what prem? Vatsalya of Mother Yashoda. So this is Puradipti Dhamne. And by that rope, Krishna was himself tight. No need of anything. Very easily to show yogis, Atma Jnani, and to other bhakts that I can be only controlled by Vatsalya Bhava. Nam Sukhato Bhagavan Dehinam Gopika. So he showed that. And then, Namaste tu dhamne puradipti dhamne tadiyo dharaya. He doing namaskar to his
stomach.
What is that? Vishwasya dhamne Mother Yashoda. Oh, he peeped in the mouth of Krishna. Oh, millions and millions of Brahmanda. She saw himself, whole bridge was there. So, all world, universe, millions and millions, universe, are in the stomach of Krishna. That stomach has no end, no side, right side. Or left side, inner, ananta,
unlimited,
this rope, Buddha. And Vishwasya Dhamne Vishwamane Sarva, what sarva? All rush, ocean of rush, this, Buddha. Udarsya Dhamne, Namo Radhikayai. Oh, suddenly came inspired by Damodar. Oh, I should inspire him. In what? In the Radha Dasyam, the best thing. And then he inspired Radha Dasyam. And then he began to pray with all very, what?
Full of his heart, full of joy.
Full of joy and happiness. Oh, Namo Radhikaze. Tvadiyapiyai, not Krishna. He has done before. He has done. Now he is doing. Namo Radhikaze. Tvadiyapiyai. Tvadiyapiyai. Means controlled by Radhika. Radhika means aradhito Krishnena. Krishnena aradhito. So she is the aradhya, oh, Devi of Krishna. Or she always doing aradhana of Krishna and controlling. Even Krishna can give his flute and
peacock feather
on the
lotus
or and beg, oh, you should kindly give your what, man. I'm burning by birah. I can't act wrong. So be merciful to me. This is the meaning of Radhika. Tanamo Radhikaya. Tvadiya priyaya. Namonanta lilaya. What Namonanta lilaya? Gokul hitu birth. Oh, at the same time in Mathura. Oh, very wonderful. Two places. I think that in thousands of, millions of universes, everywhere in Braj and Mathura, and there he took birth. And, oh, Dambandhan Leela was done in Gokul. That fruit seller came and that Leela. Then he came to Vrindavan. Gopashtami and other leelas, cow grazing, all the leelas. Agasur, Bakasur, Sutana, and all demons were Uddhar unka hua, liberated by him and given love and affection. And to some who were not qualified, he took them in his jyoti. They were liberated, but what of that? After that he began rush in Vrindavan. After that he began rush of Vibhushan. After that he began rush in Govardhan, Chandrasur. Then Radha Vrindavan, all past times. So everything was inspired. Whole Krishna Leela, Radhika and the Leela which he did from Javar, Nandagaon, in Saket, here, today you will go to the places where Krishna took the form of Mohini Gopi, Shyama Gopi and so many things and begged his mercy. You will go. So all Namo Nanta Leela, this is Ananta Leela. Millions of millions, all the Leela. Ras Leela is Ananta, Guru Maharaj. Where dancing, singing, embracing, Leela Dhatu, Alingana, all the Leela has been done. So he is doing Namaskar. So first we should begin from the Dasaras of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And by his mercy, everything will be inspired. From beginning to end. If you want to do like this, you should try to do like this. Very auspicious day today. Today is the birthday of Param Pujyapad Nittalila Pravishtam Vishnupad Shishmad Bhakti Rup Siddhanti Goswami Maharaj. He was a learned scholar, good writer. He was born and brought up in West East Bengal. And then he joined Srila Prabhupada. But he saw that all are very learned, all brahmacharis. I'm not learned. So I should go, return back to my home. Then I will learn Sanskrit and law and other things, and then I will come and I will serve Srila Prabhupada. He returned back. And he began to learn, to study law. But our Guru Maharaj, his elder god brother, and also like father, he went and told him and inspired him. Oh, what law will do? Law cannot give you love and affection. So at once you should return back and study love and affection. And then under the guidance of Srila Prabhupada, you are losing your time. It may be that you may die in the meantime. Why you are losing so much time? At once you should come. By inspiration of Gurudev, he returned back to Mathura. His name was first kept by Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti
Siddha
Sarup Brahmacharya. Siddha Sarup means very good name he selected for him. He was so bold, very, very bold. He went to preach in East Bengal, Dhaka, with Nemi Maharaj. Pujyapad Nemi Maharaj was very, very learned person. Very good scholar. Srila Prabhupada used to send him in learned squares. And Bharti Maharaj was sending off to other person. He may inspire all laughing, weeping, but he very learned this choir. So he was there in this Dhaka and he was preaching. He told, O Siddha Sarup Brahmachari, you should speak something. Because he was a good influent speaker. So he began to speak boldly that he chagal, Ram Chagal will not do here anything. Ram Chagal. And told Vivekananda. Vivekananda no. Be Vivekananda. No knowledge at all. Who went to Western countries, America, and he gave a class on zero, that world is zero, Bauddha philosophy, Mayavada philosophy. So he is Vivekananda, not Vivekananda. And Rabindranath Tagore, who has received Nobel Prize, he is what? Ram Chagal, you know? Goat. Having so long beard, like that. Oh, he should be in kitchen. Better he should be in kitchen. Only the ladies who are working in cooking in where?
Kitchen room.
Oh, they will hear him. But those who want pure bhakti, they can't hear him. Oh, all the audience became what?
Upset
and serious and angry. And they left that assembly. And they became against a whole Gaudiya Vaishnava. At once Nani Maharaj
sent
a telegram to Srila Prabhupada in Mayapur that my whole preaching has spoiled this boy. Please call him to you, and I cannot preach here because no one is ready to listen. All are against. Prabhupada at once he answered in telegram, "Oh, Siddha Sarup Brahmachari is very bold, and he has preached what I wanted to tell. So I am coming just now, and I will prove that he is okay. He has not done. Oh." He has done millions of rupees preaching here. not at a small scale. So all are attracted, angry, and there is the effect that all are inspired by that his classes. I'm very, very happy. I'm just coming. And then Prabhupada came there in Dhaka. And he called all the assembly. And he proved that what Siddha Swarup has done, oh, he has done okay. And he is true to
extent.
Then all became very inspired, and so he was like, how he was, he has regard for his god brothers. He used to know my guru, Dev Siksha Guru. So they sometimes used to go to markets to collect vegetables. And vegetable was collected. At that time, our Gaudiya Mutt was what? Niskincha. Very niskincha, nothing with them. They used to take salt and all these things. No rice at all at that time. When Bhakti Goswami Maharaj came, Bhakti Saranga Goswami Maharaj came, then everything was okay. So Siddha Swarup Brahmachari used to go to Habda market, where a station is Habda, or prep, or 2-3 miles from Ulta Danga. They used to go to collect vegetables, and in two
bags,
big bags, one some less and one some
more
heavy. Siddha Swarup Prabhu used to run after big wala,
heavy.
And my Gurudev also used to run after that, that I will take the bigger. And he used to tell that I will bigger. Guru Maharaj told him, why you will take? Because you my senior, so I must take it. And Guru Maharaj told that I am elder than you, I am more stronger, so I should take. And thus quarreling, like, not prem kalaha. Prem kalaha, you know?
Love quarrel.
Love quarreling. Nowadays, we see.
Opposite.
Now, what to tell of God brothers? Even disciples and Gurudev relation has been changed. Gurudev has to see, and to fulfill all the desire of
disciples.
Otherwise he may go. He left me. He will left me. So Gurudev is serving according to the wish of desire of his disciples. And disciples never fear Gurudev. They don't think, what is the desire of Gurudev? But in the Prabhupada, at the time of Prabhupada, it was how to serve Gurudev. For Gurudev, they used to keep their lights in hands, like my Gurudev in Parikrama of, you know, all him. So all like this, not quarreling among them. But now we see opposite, a Guru has to be very careful that how can I fulfill the all the desires of a disciple that he may not give up you. And that disciple never cares Guru. He does what Gurudev never wants. I see, I realize this. Very few disciples are in this way that they want to keep their life and soul for Gurudev. Very few numbers. We can count their names in fingers. So I request you all to follow our Gurudev, disciples of Srila Prabhupada, Gurudev, to follow Bhakti
Siddhanti
Maharaj. To follow Swamiji, he took his life and everything and by boat he went. He was dying and he is praying that how, why you are sending me? What can I do for you? So all the disciples like that. You see that in ISKCON, most 95% they have left Gurudev. They are not going to fulfill the desire of Gurudev. They don't know even the desire of Gurudev. So thus was Srila Bhakti Rupa Siddhanta. He was a very scholar, learned person. Then, Mataji was dead. He, whatever Prabhupada wanted done by Gurudev, he wrote a bhashya of Brahma Sutra.
Commentary of
that Srimad Bhagavati Artha and Brahma Sutra. What? Bhagavata. So where is the link of Bhagavata and Brahma Sutra? And he established. He also published two Gitas. One of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, compiled by Srila Bharti Maharaj. And second, Baldev Vidya Bhushan. Very, very.
And so many Upanishads.
And Upanishads, and also the books of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Bindu, Kiran, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Bindu, Ujjwal Dinmani, Kiran, Abhyabha. He was a very strong ruler also. And he was bold to speak truth. He was so bold and good controller and manager too. He was also Kavi. He has all qualities. I wanted to speak so much. Something or Pajatak Maharaj will speak. So today I am warned not to speak so much. So I am giving Pushpanjali in the Lord's feet of Srila Bhakti Rupa Siddhanti Goswami Maharaj. He should be pleased to give us his causeless mercy, that we can follow his footprints. Go Premanande. Sri Srila Bhakti Rupa Siddhanti Maharaj. But before that, I want to tell that Rasananda Brahmachari has spoken. Oh, very excellent. So I think that now we'll have to go there, Parikrama, and returning. Oh, anyone, Ramachandra Prabhu or anyone translating in this, that so all can enjoy. Also, I want to give my blessings to what name?
Janardhan Prabhu
of
Venezuela.
He had translated my four books.
Five
books. The Guru Maharaj life and his precepts and all Siddhant. And Bhagavatam. Secret truth of Bhagavatam. And Upadeshamrit of Srila Rupa Goswami. And then Guru Tattva. Conception of Guru Tattva. And
happiness in a fool's paradise.
Happiness in a fool's paradise.
Yeah. Happiness in fool paradise. He has written. So my blessing, and he should now going to translate Srimad Bhagavad Gita that we have done, and so many books. So my my heartly blessing to him that he, in future he may produce or so many publications.
Dullaba from Mexico, he has financed all the publications.
Gol Premande!
From Spain, Vrindavaneshwari. Vrindavaneshwari, your daughter.
Vrindavaneshwari, who is here? Vrindavaneshwari, oh, he has helped so much. Oh, my blessings to you all.
And Durlaba from Mexico.
And Durla Prabhu.
From Mexico City.
Mexico City. Gaur Premanande. We should do Kirtan and we are going to give one helping you Spanish.
Thus ends the class on the morning of the 9th of November 2002 in Varshana. Hare Krishna.